The Philadelphia Federation of Teachers has officially ratified its contract. WHYY's Tom McDonald has the details.
Teachers for the School District of Philadelphia and other workers represented by the PFT approved a new contract with a 70% majority vote Thursday night. Philadelphia Federation of Teachers Union head Arthur Steinberg said they had a target with their negotiations.
Our goal for this collective bargaining agreement was really to set a floor for the future and build on the educational program for our members and for the children of the city of Philadelphia going forward.
Under the agreement, members of the union will see a 3% salary bump on Monday when the deal takes effect and a $1,400 bonus on October 1st. There will also be 3% raises in 2026 and 2027. The deal also includes paid parental leave. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
A report says it's very likely a swatting group made false emergency reports targeting at least 10 universities, including Villanova. Last Thursday, students at Villanova were told to shelter in place for about an hour before the entire situation was deemed a cruel hoax. The report from two anti-extremist nonprofits, the Center for Internet Security and the Institute for Strategic Dialogue, says the calls resulted in, quote, lockdowns, panic, and significant disruptions to campus operations. According to that report, other schools targeted include the University of South Carolina, Kansas State, and the University of Maine. In sports, Philly Kyle Schwarber tied a major league record last night, hitting four home runs in a single game. He's the first Philly to do that since Mike Schmidt in 1976. The Phillies beat the Braves 19-4. The two sides meet again tonight down in South Philly, first pitch at 6:45. Ranger Suarez is on the mound for the Phillies. And then tomorrow, Saturday, the Union have a critical match on the road against FC Cincinnati. Philadelphia holds a 2-point lead over Cincinnati for first place in the Eastern Conference.